You ever think it would take 16 years to get back here to play again?
No, not really. Obviously, you know, in that time we already knew that the Winnipeg is gonna, the team is gonna move to Phoenix, and you never know if the team is ever come back here as a franchise. But obviously, it was a tough time when I got traded. You know, I really liked this place, and even we knew we're gonna leave, but. You know, I think the first trade is always very disappointing. You almost think that you have failed in your job, and the way how everything happened, you know, it was so quickly that I was gone. Like next day, I'm in there with a new team, and you know, obviously I didn't even have a chance to say goodbye for the friends and obviously for the city. So, but then you know later you start to understand this business a little more and realize that there's not so many feelings between the player and the franchise. It's all business, and obviously you have to live with that. And those are things what you can't really control, so obviously you have to go from there. But, you know, that time I didn't expect to play here in NHL level. But I have been here a couple of times after that, and obviously I came back when they have that Winnipeg Arena ceremony, the closing ceremony for Winnipeg Arena. So, but I was so happy to hear that, you know, this city got the NHL franchise back because, like I said earlier, this city really deserved that.
Timo, you mentioned the people here. I'm over on the right here.
Okay.
You mentioned the people here. I'm wondering what similarities you see between Winnipeg and the people here and those in your hometown and whether that's part of the connection you still feel to Winnipeg.
Yeah, obviously, sometimes, you know, I'm just shaking my head to even think about how much passion for the people have for hockey here and all over in Canada. You know, it's almost feel that the people live their lives through the hockey, and that's unbelievable. And that's why, like I said before, you know, starting my career here in Canadian city where the hockey is so important for the people, you know, it's dream come true for hockey player to play this kind of place. So, and obviously in Finland, same way, but maybe not quite, you know, a big thing than here. So, but obviously hockey is the biggest thing there too. So, there's a lot of similarities. But you know, that's what hockey players always hope. They like to play in a good team, in a great city, and the place where the fans and people appreciate that. So,
Timo, you've played in so many big games over your career, but I wondered tonight, do the nerves check in? Will this be a nervous moment for you, an excited, a regular routine game, or how do you approach this one? Is it any different for you?
Well, I try to do things just like normal way, but you know, I haven't been nervous yet, but maybe there's going to be a point that I'm going to be more nervous than before. But to be honest, I don't really know what to expect, you know. Obviously, if there still would be an old Winnipeg Arena and the same jerseys than 15, 16 years ago, that would be a different story. But, you know, still I'm very excited. Obviously, the people and the fans, that's why I'm so excited, you know. I've always had a very special relationship with the fans here and pretty much everywhere where I have played. So I think that's going to make the excitement tonight. But it's still a regular NHL game, so you have to approach it normal way.
Timo, I know that last year you saw Saku make his return to Montreal and got to take all of that. And is that in any way preparation for you for tonight to give you a sense of what you might be in store for?
A little bit. You know, obviously Saku's situation is a little different. He played there 14 years, but that was a great night. You know, obviously I was so happy for Saku and, you know, to see how the people appreciate his time there and vice versa. You know, Saku had a great time there and there's great memories, but yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities, but I think this day is just time to enjoy and have fun.
Tema, I'm here.
Yeah.
The emotions must be mixed for you because you were hurt when you were traded, and actually you're here to beat them.
Well, you always try to play well for your own team, and obviously I was so happy and in this city and so happy with the church at that time. And, you know, when they tell you that, you know, you're traded somewhere else, you know, it hurts, you know. And like I said, especially the first trade as a player, you know, that's shocking, you know. So, but, you know, like I said, you know, this team who we play against tonight, you know, I don't know anybody from there, and that organization is pretty much from Atlanta. So I think that's going to make a little difference, you know. If that will be still the church organization in the past and the church is same kind, that will be even more kind of weird, but and harder to play. But I think that's why with this situation, it's a little bit even easier to play, you know, against them tonight.
Hi, Timo, over here to your right, way over here. Way right.
Over there, okay.
Do you treat today like a normal game day, or because you're back in Winnipeg, is it jam-packed full of activities?
Well, this is not everyday routine that there's so many people here and cameras and stuff. But, yeah, I try. You know, I think it's easier when you have a routines, and so you don't have to approach the game any other way. And but, of course, you know, it's a little more special today, and a couple more interviews and things what I have to do, but that's not a big deal. I try to take this another game day.
Is there one thing in over here? Sorry.
Yeah.
Is there one thing in Winnipeg that you're looking forward to the most seeing or experiencing one more time?
You know, first of all, I heard that the atmosphere in the building, it's unbelievable, and that's pretty much the only thing what I'm really looking forward to see and feel, you know. And but we are here only like one day, so I don't really have time to go any places. And I still have a lot of friends and would like to see, but there's no time for that this time. And so you just try to enjoy this short visit. And but I heard that that building is rocking, so that's going to be fun.
Can you say something to your fans that are here and that may not be able to get to see you but love you? Can you say, talk to your fans?
Yeah, obviously, I'm so lucky that, you know, I played here. And like I said earlier, even I got traded in my fourth year. I still feel that the fans here, they have supported me whole my career, you know. And that's, I'm very thankful for that. And I appreciate their support. So, you know, I always remember the times when it was minus 40 here, and those fans were waiting a couple hours after the games to see even a little bit of you, and you know, that's make you feel that, you know what, these guys are unbelievable, and you try to give something for a little bit back for them. So, obviously, great memories. So that's. They live with you always.
Tamu, the fans have been excited to see over on your left.
Yep.
Any requests for you personally that you have people in town or any close friends or anything that's going to be here tonight?
Yeah, actually, my family flew here from Anaheim, and then I still have a lot of good buddies. And too bad we don't stay here after the game and party a little bit, but... we can do that some other time, but you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of familiar faces also in the building, and that's really what's going to make this very special. And
Tamu, your family is here. I don't imagine they go to a lot of road games, although you might correct me. Can you tell me what that means to you to have them here for this game tonight?
Yeah, you know, obviously it's great. You know, obviously I'm very happy that my kids are. They have seen it a lot of my games, and not road games, but you know, they were old enough to understand when we won the Stanley Cup, and you know, they have been our practice all the time and skating with us and stuff, and they have seen daddy's life pretty close. I always remember when I played here, Randy Carlyle's kids, they were in the rink like almost every day. And I always said that, you know, I hope my kids can see this life too, this closely. And very happy that they have seen it. And obviously my oldest son born here, so even for him this is more special than maybe for the other boys. But, you know, they arrived yesterday, and right away they went to play hockey outdoor rinks like 3 hours. So, you know, they're really, you know, enjoying this time here. And I think this is going to be a great experience for them tonight too.
Timo, your rookie year was very memorable for your breaking of Mike Bossy's record. We, of course, remember that, and we've seen that video hundreds and hundreds of times, not only on television, but now that it's available on YouTube. You know, it's just something that's ingrained in our minds. What do you remember about that?
Well, the whole year was unbelievable, obviously. I could never expect that I can score 76 goals in my first year, and I was really hungry to show myself and prove myself I can play well in this league, but those numbers were not expected. So, but that goal, I have seen that many times, and older I get, I almost feel a little embarrassed that I did that, but... But I was so pumped, and it was so special for me, and I wasn't planning to do it. You know, it just came in somewhere in my mind, and I always remember that we have only 2 games before a long road trip, and the people were talking, and I was probably talking that, you know, if I'm going to break it, it's going to probably happen in on the road. So, and then those 2 games, I scored 7 goals, and it meant to be like that, and I remember that building when that happened. It was just rocking. So
of course that assist on that record-breaking goal came from Ty Domi.
Yeah, that makes it even more special. After that, he considered himself as a great playmaker. But you know, same thing with Ty Domi. Had a great time. We're still good buddies, and I think it's pretty neat that his name is in that record book. So it's special.
Timo, you just mentioned Randy Carlyle. Did it ever cross your mind when Randy was relieved of his duties that he would not be part of this return to Winnipeg? Because you guys have such a long history.
Oh, absolutely. We were talking about many times this year about that this day, and we were very excited about this, and you know, feel very sorry that he can't be here today as a coach, and you know, obviously. You know, he has been very important coach to in my career. You know, he gave me a chance to pretty much got my second career after my knee surgery 2004, and he believed I can play still well. And you know, very thankful for him for that. And yeah, too bad he's not here.